This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, in Jaman Qasra, I have taught these things so many times. The simple thing matter is that when people are traveling, they should shorten the prayer. And traveling means when you have left your house and you're traveling for 48 miles around that, you become traveler when you have left your hometown. So then you can shorten the prayer and you can combine between Zuhr and Asr and between Maghrib and Isha. And combining, you can do from the beginning of the time of the Zuhr until the time of the Asr, any time you can pray Jama'at Taqdeem or Jama'at Ta'khir. You can combine between two prayers, even in the time of the Zuhr or in the time of the Asr. Similarly, between Maghrib and Isha, you can combine between in the time of Maghrib or in the time of the Isha. That opinion of the most people in Islam, though in Hanafi Madhab, it is written that they don't allow Jama' Haqiqi because they say it goes against the Quran. Quran said the Salat is on the believers in the time. And whatever comes Quran is qat'i. To aam of the Quran cannot be, takhsis cannot be done by khabar wahid. By always, ask many Hanafi fuqaha, from Deoband, from everywhere, I discuss them. I should say to them, but this aam is not qat'i. Because you also believe that in Arafat and Muzdalifah, there is jama'ah. So now it becomes aam mukhassas. Al-aamul makhsus minhul ba'd. And al-aamul makhsus minhul ba'd is not qat'i, it is ghanni. And every book of Usul Fiqh in Hanafi Madhab written, when aam becomes mukhassas, then you can do further takhsis by khabar wahid and qiyas. So you can do Hanafi Madhab also. When a khabar wahid comes, you can do. And that you can see many Hanafi fuqahat they could do. Sheikh Yunus Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he mentioned to me more than once that he combines, and he said to me once that he was leaving Madinah Munawwara going for Umrah in the time of the Zuhr. So he said he combined between Zuhr and Asr, and there are some ulama from Deoband, they did not like, they were angry with him. He didn't mind, he didn't say anything. He said, when I arrived to Makkah al-Mukarramah, I asked them, did you pray? They said, no, we missed the prayer. So you think really, tell me, if you follow an opinion of other fuqaha, which can make you to pray on the time, is it better to miss the prayer? So I have seen Sheikh al-Hassan Nadwir, I remember once I was traveling in Bukhara, we were going from Samarkand to Bukhara, Abdul Fattah Abu Ghuddah, Rahmullah, Sheikh al-Hassan Nadwir, many people. So when we are coming from Bukhara to Samarkand, on the way to what time for Maghrib. But those days were very difficult to get up and to have wudu because not so much facility. So Sheikh Abu Hassan Nadwi asked Abdul Fattah Ghudda, Rahmullah Ta'ala, should we pray Maghrib here or we combine in the hotel when you go to Samarkand? So Sheikh said, no, we'll come do Jama'ah. So you see, Hanafi, and Sheikh Abu Hassan Nadwi, he used to do anyway, but his way always has been when there's another alim to ask him. But otherwise, Sheikh Abu Hassan Nadwi himself actually, and I've seen many Hanafi ulama, one of the Hanafi alim I met in America, he mentioned to me that he was in Leicester. Leicester is, the most difficult city in England. So Leicester never can allow people to combine between two prayers. He was saying that he was traveling. So he said, and he was praying Zuhr there. After Zuhr prayer, he and his brother started to pray Asr. So the Imam of the mosque asked his son, join them and pray your Asr prayer. So he said, I said to Imam after the Salam that you are Hanafi, strict Hanafi. He was also Hanafi. You people don't allow anyway, so how you allow your son to pray Bahana? I said, no, we allow it, allowed, but we don't want common people to know it, to only for among ulama. So I was thinking, common people are the one who need to learn. They have difficulty, more difficulty. And that Islam has two different rules, one for ulama and one for common people. Common people have business, they are the one who travel, they have problem. Ulama don't have so many problem. So you hide from common people and teach only for this is really very bad teaching. So you can see when it comes to ulama, they find the way how to combine between two prayers. So I don't think really Islam has something like that. I really, from my heart, I believe that combining between two prayers, even a kind of Hanafi usul fiqh, is really valid. And I have seen many of Hanafi ulama, they're doing. So that's why fatwa I give, that people who are traveling, they can do shorten the prayer and also they can combine between two prayers, between Dhuhr and Asr and between Maghrib and Isha.